Well, it's important to catch up tonight with Aisha Pandor. She's the co-founder of Sweep South, this remarkable app that has connected thousands of women who never had work before, who were underemployed, to job opportunities. And it's changed the lives of families dramatically. Now, one of the big risks that we face, of course, in the gig economy is that people stop hiring gig workers, whether it be events or whether you don't want somebody to be coming into your home who you don't know, who may be carrying a virus that you can't yet see. They may be contagious. And this is a big concern for Aisha Pandor this evening, the co-founder of Sweep South. Tell me what your thoughts are, Aisha, as you face what is potentially a game changer, not only for the business of Sweep South, but for the livelihoods of the thousands of women who've been so massively empowered by the platform you created.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me. It's certainly interesting times at the moment. I think what we're trying to do is strike a balance between helping people not to panic, but to also just be responsible around using services like Sweep that are part of the quote-unquote gig economy. And so one of the things that we've done alongside a number of other interventions is to start the process of putting together a fund that Sweep South will contribute to alongside other impact investors to help cover Sweep Stars who either, and Sweep Stars are the domestic workers who work through our platform, so to help cover Sweep Stars who are either self-isolating because they might have symptoms themselves or have been in contact with someone else with symptoms or who've tested positive or who are whose customers are self-isolating and then won't be able to have them come in and team.
I mean, that's a big step, Aisha. I mean, this is something for a startup that is significant. What sort of support are you getting from these partners of yours?
So very, very positive. I think all of our investors have invested in the business, not just because of the expectation of financial ROI, but because they also are very aligned with our broader vision of helping domestic workers and other home service providers in South Africa and in other countries to find work. And so it actually, I think, surprisingly for us, when we first approached them, last week around this idea was quite an easy sell. And I think they were very aligned to the idea of wanting to help contribute. I mean, you know, we obviously are very conscious of the fact that domestic workers are people who are really, really, on the borderline of personal economic instability. And so if something like this happens, that they're not able to work, not for, weeks or months, but for a number of days, it has significant impact on their ability to take care of themselves and their families. And so everyone is kind of aligned with wanting to prevent that.
Well done to you, Aisha, and good luck with bringing people along on the project, because it's a critical one. And there are more than 15,000 women who are involved with Sweep South. The co-founder at Sweep South, Aisha Pandor. It's a game changer of using technology to facilitate connections between people and work opportunities. And it's an absolutely critical part of helping to solve South Africa's long-term problems when it comes, of course, to unemployment.